get enough flour for bread every morning. And we had then cornbread the rest of the day. And very little, and we had it, we'd kill our own beef, own hog, we had our meat, our own lard for cooking, boiling meat, so very little we had to buy.
You were talking about Martha. Now, what did she have to do with your family?
Well, she come up and bought a bunch of holly trees from Dad. Uh-huh. He had one tree there in the front yard that she was just crazy about, but he never would sell it to her. Uh-huh. She begged him for that tree for a long time. But he did sell her about 20 other trees.
What kind of person was she?
She was a medium-sized lady, a real pleasant, soft-spoken person.
What was it she was trying to do with her school?
Well, she was trying to build up the school from donations, but from us, she was trying to, she had a lane out there that she wanted to put lining with holly trees. And she was trying, she bought holly trees all over the country, but she come to Dad when she need one real bad because he had a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay, you mentioned a clothing store in town.
Back at one time, about 32 and 33, that a lot of people in the north in the Heppenberry School, they would donate money and some clothing and everything. They'd bring that clothing down, ship it down here, and in the, one of the buildings out there, they just made racks in it, and they put those clothing in it and sell them to people. There's a lot of people all over the county that went in and bought clothes if they could find something to fit them.
Okay, you mentioned that you had some good quality things?
They're real good quality merchandise. Trouble is you couldn't find anything to fit you that you might want. But it was real good quality material.
Did your sisters wear each other's things as they grew up?
Yes, they wore hand-me-downs.
And who made them from? How did they get
well,
them
Mama, she sold you in the winter months to make them.
All right, where did she get her fabric from?
Well, sometimes she'd order it from Sears, and sometimes she'd buy it in town. And
what kind of fabric were most of your clothes made out of?
Cotton.
Did you ever wear any wool?
Very little wool.
Okay. And what kind of... do you remember grandmother's sewing machine?
Yes.
How did it operate?
It was a pedal.
Pedal?
It was in a little belt up to the machine. It was in a closed box type machine.
And
Singer machine.
Did she have, you know what I'm wondering is, you know, you told me there was a shop in town that fixed things that went wrong, but when I think of everything that goes wrong at our house, I just wonder how, you know, if y'all had to take care of a lot of those things yourselves, or, you know, little things that broke and...
Yes, we had to repair, do most of our own repairs, and unless you have a company that might carry, you might carry them back to and let them fix them, but very seldom did that then. Most of these stuff then didn't give as much trouble as it does now.
Okay, what was the earliest source of